Brand new from Fanny for Farmer Nappy. Why? Yeah, man. Farmer Nappy. This song good, boy. Yeah, man. I said, boy, oh, you know something? He got an award. I will tell you all about it coming up.
Tell them the wrong thing, I guarantee the next 6-7 months you're hiding. Cause that squad we're riding, them no afraid, no police uniform, neither siren. The incorrect part of speech could make your hand up in the Gulf of Paria. But the mic right and the light bright and you fight like a warrior. So when you see me man up the place, give me them a man up the place. And when you see me turn up the place, give me them a turn up the place. Boy, when you see me man up the place, give me them a man up the place. Come in the high, come from the place. It's high that the mic on your body in a grave. Children wine, big woman and the big men wine. Everybody know what think them wine. Even the money hit them wine. Rough time I from in them time. You can't have a drink in them time. Can't have a yellow intestine. Can't have a drink in them time. Watch it. I come from a different zone, where many people sheltered at home, with them nice computers and phone, with them fresh bank account and loan. 12 o'clock in the night we are roam.
All right. Montreal. You listen to Caribbean Kalalu here on CJLO. Yeah, man. We're gonna take a break for the news, and we'll be back with more Kalalu. We had some Kalalu last week. I gotta tell you all about it. Yeah, man. Last week we had some real good Kalalu. Kalalu soup. We're going to tell you about it. You listen to Caribbean Kalalu. Right here. We'll be right back.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Kids from all over the city ignored the mayor's call to postpone Halloween on Thursday. Valerie Plante tweeted the day before, urging people to skip the trick-or-treating and stay out of the forecasted heavy rain and strong winds. While the next day, Friday's forecast did not include rain, it did call for winds gusting up to 86 kilometers per hour. A First Nations chief in Alberta is requesting a meeting with Premier Jason Kenney to keep a major mining project away from their community. Fort McKay First Nation is 5 hours north of Edmonton. It's bordered by 3 oil development sites. They've been negotiating with the government for a decade to preserve the area west of the community, which is used as hunting ground and provides housing for elders. An estimated 1.4 million liters of crude oil has spilled after a breakage in the Keystone Pipeline in North Dakota. The cause of the spill has not been released. Officials say they estimate it to be one of the largest onshore spills in the past decade. The Keystone crude oil pipeline is operated by TC Energy, based in Calgary. The complete line stretches from mid-Alberta to southern Texas. TC Energy has temporarily stopped the flow of oil due to the spill. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Wish you well. A big, big party. We gonna celebrate. Everybody angry while we singing.
Celebrate.
Yeah, man. We celebrating.
Celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Celebrate.
You know something? We sing the song. No rain can stop the carnival.
We can party all night.
And we bring that to Montreal and show them. We bring that to North America and show them.
While we singing,
no rain can stop the Halloween.
Celebrate.
We are going to party anytime, anywhere, all the time. No rain can stop nothing. It shouldn't. Good afternoon. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo.
Hi, Raphael. It's Gemma.
Hey, Gemma. How you doing, my dear?
Not bad.
Good boy. Last week, all you break down the place. Nice. Nice function.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, man. I felt like I was back in Grenada.
Wow. That was something special.
Very, very, very special. Very. I like that. I like that concept. And then you walk around the streets and you go from tent to tent and get what you want to eat.
I know, and I want to just, on behalf of the Spice Island Cultural Day, I want to say thank you. Thank you to all our supporters who come up all the time to support us.
Yep.
And, you know, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. It was, you know, every time the people come out and support, and it's good. It's good to see when they put support. And you brought someone all the way from Grenada, Mr. Squeezy.
Our Squeezy was just fabulous. Put on a great show.
Great show, man. Yep. Yeah.
He put on a great show along with Doggies and Jab Jab Orchestra. You know, the place was hopping with
nice
the DJs. And thank you for being our MC.
Oh, yes. I got thrown into Grenada just like that.
Well, you know,
I'm a Grenadian.
You're part Grenadian.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I enjoy Grenada. And Squeezy was a funny, not only a good calypsonian, an entertainer, but a comedian at that also.
I know, the two of you were going at it.
Yeah, man.
Great.
Yeah, he called me back about three times already since he went to Toronto.
Wonderful.
He wants to call back in from Grenada and, you know, and thank everybody. I think, I don't know if he's traveling this weekend or how he can do it. He says he wants to come back to Montreal and come and hang out with me.
Oh, wonderful.
Nice.
We're going to have to bring him back.
Yeah, man.
Maybe for the Spice Island Cultural Day in the park next July.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. It was a good one.
We want to thank everybody for coming out, everybody for supporting us, you and CJLO, for, you know, always being there for us, and, of course, I must say thank you to Stretch.
Oh, yeah.
And PKUT, you two guys have really, really helped us, along with Egbert Gay from Community Contact and all the wonderful people who come out, and not only Grenadians, because everybody came out.
Yep. I saw a lot of people there from other countries, and everybody enjoyed.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you again.
You're welcome, my dear.
We're working on a big event for next year, for the spring, which is, you're going to hear it here first.
All right.
We're bringing Bridget Blucher.
Wow.
For Raise the Roof Gospel.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she is fantastic.
She is
one of the best gospel singer I ever been able to work with.
Yeah, she's really wonderful.
Really good.
Love Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she's really happy to come. She hasn't been here in a couple of years.
Yes.
So April 4th, look out for it.
Yeah, right.
And we're telling everybody that it's going to be a slam dunk gospel extravaganza.
All right. Thank God for that. Good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyways, we'll keep you informed.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, my dear. All the best.
Thank you.
All right. All right, but you know something? I was disappointed with one thing.
What's that?
I didn't get a woodman.
Oh, how come? Did you take a chance on the raffle? We had a bottle of woodman in there.
Oh, yeah?
You should have raffled.
Nobody sell me one. I would have buy.
Oh, well, we told you there was a bottle of rum.
All right, my dear. Okay.
My dear.
All right.
Okay.
We're celebrating.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Farmer happy. Farmer nappy. Farmer nappy. Yeah, man, he was awarded last week the Sunshine Award. Boy, and that was a big award for him to get for his big song last year that he break down the place with. And Farmer Nappy, congratulations. And I have big ones again coming up. You heard we play one of his songs earlier on. We're going to play more of his songs. And Farmer Nappy, man, you make Soca 2019 song like how it's supposed to sound. Great, great, great. Farmer Nappy, you celebrating a birthday? We'd like to say happy birthday to Anil Maharaj. Anil Maharaj. Happy birthday, celebrated yesterday. How you doing? Thank you. All the best to you, my friend. Shane Sears over there in Toronto, celebrating today. Happy birthday, Shane. It's a big DJ over there in Toronto and celebrating his birthday today. Also, Mr. Tio Gums from the Virgin Islands. Yeah, man, you heard him call in last week and to promote his book that is coming out, and he's coming to Montreal also soon to promote his cookbook. Tio Gums, happy birthday to you. And that would be on Wednesday he'd be celebrating. Wednesday. I had to tell him before because we're not here Wednesday. We're only here Saturday. So happy birthday. I hope all the best for you and your book that you're bringing out. I must say also happy birthday to my daughter. She'll be celebrating on Thursday.
Come on,
Anastasia Ann over there in Toronto. Oh, yes. She's celebrating. I would be down there to celebrate with you. I come in. I have to celebrate with you. Yeah, man. And I know you just have nice celebration. You love the family and the family love you. So we're coming to celebrate with you. Yeah, man. To celebrate 54 years of banquets and ball here in Montreal. Saturday, November the 2nd. That's today. There we're going to be celebrating big time. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is celebrating 54 years. The association itself is celebrating for 54 years. And also, this celebration is also to celebrate St. Vincent and the Grenadines' 40 years of independence. Yeah, man. St. Vincent and the Grenadines celebrating 40 years of independence. Wow. We are a young country. So we're going to celebrate over there at the Schofield Hall, 90 Roosevelt Avenue, in TMR. It starts at 6:30 p.m. And that's the cocktails. We'll be there until 7, and then after that will be dinner and entertainment. So go and celebrate St. Vincent style. From your many Vinci style, I must say. We love it. A big, big party. And if you love St. Vincent, as much as Stretch love it, you should go over there and celebrate today. And don't forget, we had to tell you about Christmas is around the corner. Yes, it is, right there. Golden Stars Christmas Concert, Sunday, the 24th of November. That's only 24 days from today, or 23, something like that. From today, it's going to be at Center Henry Lemieux over there in LaSalle, 4644 Edward. It starts at 6 p.m., so get there early, and donations are only $15. And you have to support the Golden Stars, Mr. Martin Albino, who put together so much for this community. And with the steel orchestras and all of that. Yeah, man. And talking about Christmas, you got to ship something to St. Vincent of Jamaica. Or anywhere in the Caribbean, from Jamaica right down to Guyana. You could give 610 Shipping, Expedition 610 Shipping a call, because we're sending stuff this month, and it's going to get there for Christmas. Anywhere in the Caribbean you send in your Christmas barrels or any package or anything that you want to send, give me a call, 514-293-3488. We celebrating.
We gonna party all night. We gonna have a good time.
We're gonna give you more celebration coming up.
While we're singing, and come let we party. Turn the music on, let we celebrate.
Yes, all man. We are going to have to take a break right now. And we're going to be back with more. So stay tuned. Call a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the Kalaloo is cooking. And we're going to put some crab in the Kalaloo right now. So as soon as we get back, CJLO, Caribbean Kalaloo.
Blue Skies Turn Black present Alex Cameron. The Australian indie pop artist is performing live at Theatre Fairmount on Saturday, November 16th at 9 p.m. in the wake of his new album, Miami Memory. Tickets are on sale now at blueskiesturnblack.com.
Holding your hand at the strip club. Holding your hand at the beach.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Kalahu with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun in the studio here. I tell you something, I'm reading all kind of things and everybody calling me and they want to lift me up and I had to lift them up and I had to do all kind of things. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get back and tell you more about what's going on here in Montreal. Master J is in the house. And Master J, do what you do best, my friend.
A dreadlocks thing, divine conception of the heart. Well, you don't have to dread to be Rasta. Well, this is not a dreadlocks thing, divine conception of the heart. Well, it's a life of a liberty, lived by the fathers of our history. Uphold the ancients and prophecy, trust in the power of the Trinity. Got to believe in His Majesty, oh yes, His lineage and divinity. The first step is sovereignty, knowing oneself true royalty. Yeah. You don't have to dread to be Rasta. No, this is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Rasta, you don't have to dread to be Rasta. A dreadlocks thing, divine conception of the heart.
Oh yes, you don't have to be dread to be Rasta. Yeah man. Should do that one. Morgan Heritage. Yeah man. Hello.
This hello,
is
hello.
Caribbean Kalalu. Welcome, 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 my dear.
Thank you.
All right.
Me?
Tell everybody who you are.
It's Valerie, Alternative Development Solutions, Valerie Gordon Williams.
Valerie, welcome again.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I see you're again presenting a gentleman that you presented before in Montreal, here at Concordia University.
Yes, and we're very excited about the fact that we are having a part two. And this is due to the fact that one of the participants in the first retreat held in May was so positively impacted by it.
They were impressed
that he offered to co-sponsor a second retreat as soon as possible. And so here we are.
All right. So when it's going to be and where is it going to be? Tell us.
It's going to be on November 9th, which is next Saturday.
Yeah.
At the Concordia University Front Center, Loyola.
Okay.
And that's 7141 Sherbrooke Street West.
Okay. Right. It's going to be right underneath. It's going to be right underneath where I'm sitting.
Yes. In fact, we will be putting up directions from the entrance.
Yeah.
To where you are, the room, which is room RF110.
Okay, right in the back of me here.
Right in the back of you. In fact, when the admin assistant at the Center for Human Relations and Community Studies took us to the venue, I remembered, as I was going through the corridors, I remembered that that was the hall that we usually pass through to come upstairs to you.
Yes, you do. Okay, I will have to remind the people also who's coming, don't come to the front entrance. They should enter because they have some construction going on there.
That
they would be closed. They come on the West Broadway entrance. You come around to West Broadway, and you enter from the side there, and you come to the back, and you can park in the back there. On Saturdays, it's going to be what day is going to be?
A Saturday.
You have a Saturday.
Park in the West Broadway and that cross street. I don't remember the name of the cross street by that church.
Yeah. Well, right there, you come down on Sherbrooke, and you come right into. To West Broadway, and you come right at the church. What's that church called?
I'm trying to remember now. It's not coming to me, but right at the church to enter.
St. Ignatius Church.
St. Ignatius. That's exactly it.
Okay.
So right on that intersection there, there's a main entrance there that people can use to come in.
All right. And you go right to the back, and you can park there. Don't worry about I'll take care of the payment.
Thank you, Raphael. Let me also add that I know we don't have a lot of time, that the Concordia University Center for Human Relations and Community Studies is partnering with Alternative Development Solutions, myself, my company, and the leading from above the line Trinidad and Tobago, that is Dr. Ferguson's company, to bring this to Montreal this time around. We recognize on having the discussions about the subject matter of principle-based leadership that we shared a lot in common in terms of the kind of work that we want to do. And so let me just express our appreciation to the center for partnering with us in this initiative.
All right, that sounds so good. And I'm so happy that it's done on our grounds right here at Concordia University Loyola campus.
You are duly proud.
Very, very, yeah. And, this should be pretty good because the last one, it was when he came here, it was fantastic.
Yes, remember he was invited to be the guest speaker at Mr. Allen's fundraiser for the child care center in Côte-des-Neiges.
Mr. Allen had his banquet that same week.
Same night,
and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was invited to be the guest speaker, and that went very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be partly responsible for the kind of response that we're getting this time around, because before he was not known in Montreal, but then people heard him speak at that event, and so that is a part of why we're getting the kind of response that we're getting this time around.
All right, great. So we are looking forward for next Saturday.
Yes, and you can call 514-718-6471 for details about registration.
All right. Is there any way online you can go and...
Yes, you can look at... if you go to the Concordia University main website, there is a link to this specific event. Just check events and you will get a link. It will lead you to this specific event.
Mm-hmm.
It is called the Roadmap to Leadership Development.
The Roadmap to Leadership Development.
Yes.
Okay, I went through that roadmap and I need more leadership, so I'll be there.
And you could just search leadership development, for example.
Leadership development, yeah.
And it will help. It will lead you to that, for the correct site.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well. You're welcome, my dear.
Welcome. Bye bye. Of your ever burning fire. Trust in your fire and you'll never get burned. The fire that runs over heat, air, and water. No water can put out your fire. Your fire gonna lift Rasta higher.
Hear them say, dreadlocks can't live in a, then I'm a. watchy watchy. Too much too much watchy. Hear them say, dreadlocks can't live in a tenement. Dreadlocks can't live in a tenement, yeah. Dreadlocks can't live in a tenement, yeah. Too much su-su-su-su-su, too much watchy-watchy. Too much su-su-su-su-su, too much watchy-watchy, wah. Dreadlocks can't live in a tenement, yeah.
All you dreadlocks, dreadlocks can't live in a tenement. These are the days when we used to rock to music like this.
Dreadlocks can't live in privacy. Anything him do, will me a gossip.
Yeah, man. I was a rasta too one time, you know. Yeah. But I cut my ras.
Dreadlocks can't smoke in pipe in peace. Too much informers and too much beast. Too much watchy-watchy-watchy. Too much su-su-su-su-su. Too much watchy-watchy-watchy. Too much su-su-su-su-su. Dreadlocks can live in a tenement yard. Dreadlocks can live in a tenement yard. Can't penetrate in a tenement yard. Can't penetrate in a tenement yard.
His Majesty, I done proclaim. Every day, keep the vampire away. You'll be heavenly truth. Yeah. The works of His Majesty, so powerful, so heavenly. Struggle down in Harlem. Why?
Yes, man. Yes, man. Maddie.
Yeah, man.
What happened? Talk up. Tell him, man. Tell him, man. What happened? Tell him. Tell him what you want. Hold on.
I'm back. Sweet memories, man, of my days in Trinidad, growing up with my brother, the famous Madman Maddie, man, playing all those sweet music, beautiful Jacob the Killer Miller.
Yes, man.
Yes.
Master J does it right and could do it right all the time.
All the time, every time.
Every time. All right. Thank you, man. Keep on listening and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Listen to Caribbean Callaloo every week. Same time, 2 to 4.
Majesty, I proclaim so strongly now. Seek the covenant of Rastafari, spread it out loudly. All nations from all corners of the earth shall gather together.
Oh yes, Maddie, thanks for calling and tell us what a good job we are doing. We're here every week and we try to do our best. You know, this is a non-profit job. That means we don't get paid. So we do this for fun and for the people and for bringing back what we left in the Caribbean to the people who are not been to the Caribbean, here in Montreal, here in Canada, all over the world, who listens to us every Saturday. So, we have two ladies here who are going to be talking about something that they have coming up, and I want them to introduce themselves and tell us what it's all about that you have coming up. Go ahead. excuse me. Wow. Go ahead, Carol. Carol,
You literally call me Carol? No, I'm really going to sit here until you get my name right. I know you didn't just sat there and just call me Carol.
I tell you. Okay. All right.
Serious, Rafi?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Okay, sorry. Actually, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Janet Sinclair, and I'm here talking to Stretch. And as you know, I'm very glad that you actually have us on your program today, Raphael. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Master J, love the music. And we're here trying to bring to you something from Women on the Rise. And right now I wanted to, before I do or say anything, I would just like to introduce none other than Grace Campbell, who more or less runs Women on the Rise.
Okay.
And she will give you a synopsis of exactly what Women on the Rise does.
Okay.
I'm just more or less a volunteer and take part in it.
So Grace, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you, Raphael. Thank you so much for the invitation. And thanks, Janet. That was a really nice intro. For those who don't or not know Women on the Rise, we are an organization for mothers with children. Mm-hmm. We're located in NDG. We're just on Summerled, right at the corner of Summerled and Marriott. We reside at church, St. Thomas Church.
Okay.
And what we do there is we try to empower... Empowering mothers.
Go ahead.
We do that by inviting the mothers within the area. You don't have to live in NDG. You can live anywhere because we're trying to alleviate isolation. Because when most of the mothers, we're mainly immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, when we do come here, you know, sometimes we feel isolated where we're from our families and all of that. So one of the reasons why Women on the Rise was formed was to really to get the mothers who are in isolation and who also feel disempowered and just different things that they're going through is to come to Women on the Rise. And we're more like a family, and we're trying to really to build you and to rehabilitate the mothers. A big concern is that we know that they need to be empowered. And we do that by providing programs. We have a program for the mothers, and we also have something for the children, the young children. We have an early child educator that works with the children. With the mothers, we provide workshops. First, we try to build a network. We socialize and try to also get them involved in doing workshops. So twice a week, they do come with their children. Not only that, that's not the only thing that we do. We really try to embrace diversity because there are mothers of various ethnicity. So it's not only mothers from the Caribbean, mothers from all over. And we really definitely support diversity. So we embrace all of that. Mm-hmm. And we do that by, we also cook. Mm-hmm. Wendy, do you know when you come and when you socialize together, the most important thing is that when we sit down and we have a meal together, there's so much things that come out.
Yes, yeah.
So then we have the preparation of the meal. We have the mothers that they cook. So they prepare the meal. So there's so much thing that comes out of that. It's called Nutrition Counts. And we do like a pre-employability program to try to let the mothers have culinary skills and all that. Mm-hmm. This will give them an opportunity to go out into the world and really earn. But it's not just that. It's also sharing the different culture, the different things, how to cook a chicken. It's so much different ways that you can prepare a chicken. Mm-hmm. And we learn so much.
Right.
And when we gather around that table, there's like a big table of all of us, and we're eating. It's so enriching. You get so much out of that. We also created a garden in the back because we have room. And we're eating. We're picking the stuff that we make, and we're bringing it to the table. And we're showing these mothers different ways and how to create and how to cook all these different vegetables. It's really important. So there's so much they get out of it.
Yeah.
And with that, I know you probably have questions. I'm not allowing you to ask. So go ahead, Raphael. What did you want to ask me?
I just say you grow your own, you have your garden and everything, and that will also make the meal much more healthier.
Yes.
And all that. And so how the women come to you?
Through referrals?
Do you give out stuff every once in a while? Or are you a part of that kind of thing that you give to the wanted mums?
We also, well, we do, we accept donations from all over. And yes, mm-hmm. another question you asked, how did the women come? Mm-hmm. They come through referral, mm-hmm. through the CLSC, but mm-hmm. they also come through word of mouth.
Okay.
Or anybody around the area that's, you know, sees a mom in isolation or whatever, and they say, come mm-hmm. with us. Mm-hmm. And we accept donations mm-hmm. in the form of whether it's clothing, but, you know, like really slightly soiled clothing. So we help them because some of our moms, this year, it was quite a task because a lot of them just walked across the border.
You have a lot of that happening now.
So. Yeah, and they didn't even know how to dress. They don't know, you know, the four different seasons. A lot of them, mm-hmm. when they do come, they're coming from Congo, they're coming from all over, and they come here, and they end up at Women on the Rise doorstep. We invite them in, and we know, we kind of orient them. You know, we get clothing for them, we feed them, mm-hmm. you know, once a month we give away food.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very important because we're trying to alleviate hunger.
Hunger, yeah.
It's so much in Montreal, it's unbelievable. And mm-hmm. a lot of us with our culture, you know, we have pride, we don't want anybody to know that we don't have food. So, you mm-hmm. know, but we know, mm-hmm. you know, when you come and we give them, once a month we give them a basket. We go to Moisson Montreal. And we get volunteers to help us. But yeah. we go as all women, and we yep. lift those big bags and those big things. We bring it.
You don't want these women left where they come from and says, oh, my gosh, I should have stayed there. I wouldn't have been hungry.
I know.
Because most of the times, people, they're running away from something and mm-hmm. think they're going to somewhere better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of times, it's like they still fall into that trap, but mm-hmm. they still need help getting mm-hmm. to make themselves better.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that we also need to realize at this point in time is that Women on the Rise, we're also a nonprofit organization, and we also need to work off of grant and building ourselves. So we also need funding to help build ourselves because we have to give out women, they come to us. But mm-hmm. we have to give them also nutrition. What food we don't have, we have to build food. We have to give them, they get like bus tickets.
Mm-hmm.
When yeah. they come to us, we have to get bus tickets to give them. Mm-hmm. So in those things, you have to explain those things to them because we have to apply for grants. And a lot of the money that we had before is not there. Those resources was more or less taken away. So trying to build back up those resources so we do not turn away anyone. Because okay. no one that comes to us mm-hmm. is ever turned away. And at this point in time, Women on the Rise is not getting smaller. It's getting larger. Mm-hmm. But the donations is getting smaller.
That's so true. That's the point. One of the main things that I wanted to make it clear, though, we're non-judgmental. We mm-hmm. definitely, we're not judging who you are. We're nothing like that. I mean, we also open to mental illness. You know, if it's not you yourself, you know, someone in your family mm-hmm. that's going through it. So we do workshops and that. We yep. try to educate, mm-hmm. you know,
when,
to
when,
them
when
to
someone
understand.
Is going through a lot of things, like a yeah. lot of these single ladies,
mm-hmm.
The things that they're going through has a mental effect.
It definitely does. And they feel like, they're not alone. So yep. when they mm-hmm. share, you know, really helps.
And you can sit down with others who share the same thing.
Yes.
It makes them feel much better.
Mm-hmm. This is where the table, like the dinner table talk, when you sit down and you have a meal and you have to realize and let mm-hmm. people know that mm-hmm. When you are talking to people is like what you're going through, you're not alone, and sometimes you can sense what other is feeling mm-hmm. and just talk about it.
Yeah.
So that right. whatever you're going through, you're not alone mm-hmm. and it's just a part of it. So this is why this next Saturday on November the 9th
mm-hmm.
we're having our spaghetti annual dinner and dance.
Okay.
And it's actually in the evening. Would you like to elaborate about that?
Yeah, okay. This is something we do annually.
Mm-hmm.
This year, though, it's the first time we kind of step it up a bit. You know, it has a bigger name now. It used to be just a spaghetti supper. But now we call it a spaghetti dinner and dance because we've added two things. We're going to be dancing
mm-hmm.
and also we're going to be serving wine. But it's a family event. We want the families to come out and mm-hmm. everything and really support us.
Mm-hmm.
What's also good is that we take anybody can come. What does that mean? Is that if you're Muslim and you eat only halal, mm-hmm. we're preparing halal spaghetti for you, halal meat for you. That will be there. Mm. We're doing three different kinds. If you're vegetarian, you don't worry. It will be there for you. Mm-hmm. And we're also doing another white sauce. So we're making choices. So it's not just spaghetti. Okay. It's spaghetti with just various sauce. So mm-hmm. we're trying to include everyone. So good. Whether you're a vegetarian, whether you're Muslim mm-hmm. or whatever, come out and support this event. Good. It's going to be really good. It's next week, Saturday, mm-hmm. at St. Thomas Church. Mm-hmm. It's located at the corner of Rosedale and Somerled. Mm-hmm. We're going to have music.
Yep.
Music is going to be by Raphael. I mean, like, really, we're going to have, it's going to be great. It's going to be so entertaining. We're having mm-hmm. raffles going on. Mm-hmm. We're raffling a 50-inch TV.
55.
So it's even bigger. 55-inch TV and all kinds of stuff. If you haven't got your raffle tickets, when you get there, you can buy them. And it's going to be amazing. Tickets are $20, but trust me, it's not just a meal. It's so much more. It's everything. Right. There's going to be all kinds of snacks, all kinds of different things.
Yeah, and 5 to 12 years old is just $6. Kids under 4 years old, they eat for free. And we have door prizes, 50-50 draw. And you can contact Grace and Maria at 514-485-7814.
And we can get tickets at the door.
Tickets at the door. Or look us up on Instagram or Facebook at www.womenontherise.ca. And that's November 9th, 2019, from 5:30 to 10 p.m. at St. Thomas Church, 6897 Somerled Avenue.
All right, ladies, thank you, thank you. And we were looking forward to see you next week. And everything, I hope, I know everything normally be nice. You guys do a wonderful job. And you give away a lot of door prizes. It seems as if everybody who comes, they get a prize.
And I must say thank you, Raphael, for the time that you have given us. And Master Jay, you hold it on the last time, you know. Mm. Let me tell you. You know how many marriage proposals you two have?
Oh, boy. All right.
You know, so thank you guys so much.
I divorced after 2 weeks.
And we have impasta with beef, halal meat, veggie, Alfredo sauce, garlic bread, salad, refreshment, and a sweet table.
All right. Awesome. Looking forward to next week. Okay, great.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thanks, Raphael. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you, Master Jay.
All right, you listen to CJLO 1690 on your AM. We'll be right back.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2019 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall Building at the downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Calhoun with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Yeah.
Bunny Wailer, how it used to be.